The food world was electrified this summer by the news that Starbucks bought the San Francisco bakery La Boulange for $100 million. Maybe, just maybe, they could finally get a good croissant. Will the new pastries that are now hitting Starbucks shelves hold up? Food expert Corby Kummer approached that question like an archaeologist. In fact, he went on a reporting trip for Smithsonian Magazine, visiting factories, talking to bakers, to Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz, and the French chef with the American dream of bringing good pastry to the public. And Corby, senior editor at The Atlantic, joins us in the studio. First, before we understand why this is so important to foodies, what is a real pastry in foodies' mind? Why isn't it the croissant we already grab at chains in this country?
Well, so much of it is sawdust, and it's really tough, and it's hard to get through, and it's made with oil. It's not made with butter. It doesn't have a flaky texture particularly. It's just like cardboard and not worth eating. And you finish it because you have to and because you're trapped in your office. That's all you can get, and you just don't think about it. And you wind up 400 calories later,
right,
unsatisfied.
Well, and you talk to master bakers who say that people don't understand that pastries don't like to travel. They need to be made in small batches. Tell us more. I mean, because we know in Paris, Parisians, they buy pastries the way we grab a Twinkie. You know, they're appalled at what we eat. What is so special? What makes a pastry so special or real?
The fact that they can use high-quality ingredients, that they can make them in small batches, and that you can get them soon after they're baked.
How is Starbucks going to do that? Small batches. They don't do anything small.
Right. They're doing it on a huge and, I think, very innovative scale. They're baking everything off completely in their central plants that are cooperating with Pascal Rigaud, this guy who had this dream, grew up in a village but wanted to make things on a large scale.
And he founded the La Boulange in San Francisco.
Yeah, he always wanted to do quality on a mass scale. And then they're shipped in plastic pouches, and they are heated. So when I went to the Starbucks, it's just started on the East Coast last week that it arrived, they heat every single pastry to order. And this seems like odd and wasteful, what's all that plastic wrap doing? But in fact, at the end of the day, they don't throw out anything. Before that, and in the stores that don't have it yet, so now in 3,200 stores, they were throwing out huge trays of pastry.
Yeah, but this idea that it's not made on site, that it's frozen, transported, and then heated up. How does it taste?
I think it tastes much better. And I brought in some
for you to taste. Okay.
So the straight ones are emulating the Paris model, the straight ahead ones.
Yeah.
Because those are the ones that by law in France are all butter.
By law.
They have to be straight if they're made by butter. And if they have that nice, cute little semicircle,
curve,
the way the Dunkin' Donuts one I brought in are, they can be made with margarine or other things. But pure butter, so that's part of the shtick of La Boulange. But what they're also doing is they're making it smaller. It's a smaller portion. It's got fewer calories. And I think that once you taste something that has actual flavor, you can eat less of it to be satisfied. And what I really hope this is going to do is make people want better quality in their neighborhoods and lead to the kind of third wave that Starbucks has created with coffee.
So that you demand better food. I'm not quite sure, so I'm going to have to eat more of this to say. But so, Corby Kummer, again, in the seconds we have, you think Starbucks might actually change the way we snack, the way we grab something to go with coffee?
Oh, I do. I think that we'll eat less, fewer calories, higher quality, and then we'll demand it from local artisans the way we have with coffee. There's a whole third wave of roasters that is really created by Starbucks.
Well, that would be the good news if people didn't go to Starbucks and went to their local artisans as a result of this. Corby Kummer, senior editor at The Atlantic. We can get pictures and his story from the Smithsonian at herenow.org. I just have to taste some more. Thank you, Corby.
Support quality wherever you find it.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.